Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Monday, 4th of July, is No Talk Day across Triple M. It's a day to encourage listeners to have a conversation about their mental health and seek support. So we're not talking so that you can. And the ambassador for No Talk Day is from the Choir Boys. Lead singer is Mark Gable. He joins us this morning. Mark Gable, good morning.
Mark, good morning, boys. How are you going?
Mate, not
too bad.
That
is a traditional question, how you're going, and it's often dealt out with a lack of responsibility. But on this day, it actually means, how are you going? And if you're not going well, you should be able to say, I'm not going well.
And that is the problem, mate, isn't it? Blokes don't talk.
That's right. Well, they do talk and they're getting better at it, but there's not enough of it. You know, it's like, look at this guy here, right? He talks, but when he talks, it's always,
hey, how you going? Yeah, I'm good. No, we talk a lot. We talk every morning, and we try and observe life through our own eyes and reflect our opinions and what we see of it. But it's not often we get to open up and talk about what really concerns us, about what we might be feeling on the inside that you might sometimes want to hide from people. And when you say, g'day, how you going? And I say, yeah, good, thanks. That's your standard buffer answer, isn't it?
And it is.
And I think it's quite acceptable, because I'm not to know that you're actually asking me, wanting to know how I feel.
Yeah.
If you really want to know how I feel, I think sometimes you need to ask more than just once, how are you going?
Well, yeah, or pull people aside. But even when I go into a cafe these days, even there's semi-humour about it, and they go, how are you going? I go, average.
And
I go, oh, really? What's the matter? I go, no, it's just average. Yeah, it's all good.
See, Mark, from the outside, here you are, lead singer of Choir Boys. What you achieved in music, you're an icon, an Aussie icon, and people would say, what went wrong with Mark? What happened there? Mate, what was it in your career that you felt so low? What happened there?
Oh, well, the marriage wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
The career wasn't doing well, because it was only like a few years before, 7 years before we had a big hit, right? And then you try to repeat that, and you're hooked on that kind of thing. And so I thought, you know, this isn't going well. I'm really unhappy about things. The marriage wasn't working. And, you know, I got on a plane to Germany, you know, to record an album. And I thought, I'm going to be a bloody drunk, mate, you know. And, you know, drunk I was, and took drugs and all that kind of stuff for 13 years. Started one day, right? And I'm not talking about hard drugs. I'm talking about stupid drugs, right? Well, they're all stupid, you know. And then, you know, started one day, and then woke up on a Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. After a long weekend out, right? And I went, oops, something's broken, right? And that was it. And that was really my second bout of depression. I didn't know what it was the first time.
Yeah.
I described it as a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, that's 13 years of, you know, abusing yourself to find that answer. And it wasn't an answer you found. All you found was a problem that you needed to fix.
That's right. You know, and the thing is, if I hadn't known that in the first instance, go, look, you're coming out to a major situation. You need to talk to people. You need to talk to your friends. You need to work this stuff out. This is something everybody goes through. It's not just you that's going through this. A lot of people have experienced this. So if I hadn't been able to talk about it and express myself, rather than go, as one drummer said after I'd argued with my ex-wife on the phone, mobile phone, then he goes, pub time, you know. And so instead of that, if it had been, you know, let's work it out. This is why I admire women so much. They instinctively talk. They're able to express and talk about their issues more readily than what men are.
And what probably is the best advice? Because there are blokes going through shit in life, be it, you know, financial stress, be it emotional stress, be it, you know, the home life, could be work. What would you say? Would you best to talk to your mate and then go and seek help, or like from a professional, or what advice would you give?
Well, it's a difficult one, because as I said, men are used to being men, and men are, you know, I have a lot of opinions about men these days, but men have this thing that you've got to be a man, you know, and it's rubbish, right? There's no such thing, right? We're organic, human, and we have failings. Yes, if you can talk to a friend, but this is the thing, is that it's easier quite often for somebody else to point out that there's something wrong with you. And, you know, it's like if your friends are going, are you okay? Sometimes you don't know, and you're quite prepared to just sit in it. And you know, I used to cry on my own, right? And somebody would knock on the door and go, hey, yeah, right?
Yeah, you're masking
it. It's if they can, if you can talk about it, talk to somebody you trust, and it's a must.
You know what? If I sometimes I sit down and watch movies with my family or my kids and stuff, and what I've found a really good tool for me to expose emotion initially, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to say, "Oh, I feel this or I feel that," is to let yourself cry in a movie. And if you let yourself cry in a movie in front of people, that's an emotion that you would often want to hide as a traditional, you know, buff bloke or whatever it is. If you let yourself have that emotion, then you can be seen for someone that is able to talk, and it might inspire people to get in touch with you. But a little cry in a movie can help.
Well, do you remember crying as a baby? You probably don't. Or as a child, you know, you had your curly hair going, "Mummy!" You know, and you cried, right? And it was normal. But then it gets beaten out of us. And it's like, this is why I admire women. I do talks and I'll see them, you know, at the talks, and they're talking, right, even before I start, right, and they're animated and they're expressing everything, whereas the men are sitting there going, you know. And it's like, I think it's important that you do that, you cry. I was sitting there watching John Brewster from the Angels play guitar backstage, and I started to cry because he was playing Bob Dylan songs, and I just went,
it's a wonderful emotion.
It's a great emotion.
You can cry for so many reasons.
I mean, it is No Talk Day, and it's happening on July 4th here across the Triple M network, and with Mark Gable from the Choir Boys, lead singer. Marky, through your time, because as we've been chatting today about depression, what you did for it, was there something outside? Of course, you had to go medication. Was there something outside that you did, maybe go walking or take the dog somewhere or whatever? Yeah. Was there something else outside of that that you did to sort of make you relax and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's funny you should mention it. I developed a thing called In the Moment Walking, where I would do walking yoga, and that helped a lot. But walking, eating the right food, drinking lots of water, and and staying away from real weird people.
Failed today.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
That really helped.
But truly, you know, yeah, so you picked your friends sometimes.
Yeah, well, the thing is you had to avoid certain people that were your friends prior to that, and so you go, I can't deal with them anymore. I won't mention names. There was a big change, a big shift, diet, attitude.
You know, even though you mentioned that there were some issues that I guess initiated your spiral, that it was your marriage and then the music wasn't coming freely and that initiated it, but there's an illness that's beyond those issues, because a lot of people have issues, right? And some people can actually get through these things, but when you go downhill, it's a mental condition. It's an illness. Yep. It's not a failure.
No, it's not a failure, and this is an important point. It is depression or some form of depression, whether bipolar disorder or anxiety, whatever you may have. And it's usually the responsibility is put on the individual because of the life that we lead, you know, whether it's making money or trying to succeed in the corporate world, which is not really a natural environment. You know, we're humans. We're meant to climb trees and laugh and have fun. And so I think that as a consequence, depression and other forms of it have maximized. It's like the epidemic levels even still. And it's really, even though it was always there, it wasn't really spoken about, but now it's like at massive levels.
And it's not just middle-aged older blokes either.
No.
And that's the thing. You can be at school and these kids are suffering from it as well.
Yeah, because the pressures now from when we were kids, when I was a kid, which was way before you two were kids, right?
Just for Patty. I'm a lot younger than both of you.
Yeah. You know, I think the pressures are very, very different. I don't remember that much pressure when I was a kid, but now it's very, very different.
Oh, social media is an evil beast.
I don't think it helps, you know, and I think that I would have thought we would have moved past the point where women have to look beautiful all the time. And now we have the influencers on social media and they're all like, and I think, what happened? You know, and we need, you know, obviously we could say we need freedom, we need this kind of government, we need this kind of life, blah, blah, blah. It is what it is. And depression is at a max, and it can be dealt with, and there is light at the end of the tunnel, but it does require talk from the individual, the ability to express themselves, and the ability of their friends, relatives, partners, or whoever to support them in a very benign way. Not in an aggressive way. You have to be very, very patient.
Mate, it's so good. It's so passionate because you are the brand ambassador for Triple M's No Talk Day. And just listening to you, you're really adamant. We've got to do something about this, don't we?
I love it. If you think about, or if anyone thinks about their own life situation and you say, okay, let's go through all of my mates, and you go through all of your mates, I bet you there's not many people that wouldn't go through and say, you know what, there's someone that I think we need to have a chat, I need to have a chat with. Or I can say, you know what, Davo, let's go out. Why don't we go for a walk and a coffee and just have a yarn? Yeah. And when you're walking and you're doing something, it's really easy to talk. It's like when you're in the car with your kids. Mm. You never get better conversation than when you're driving your kids somewhere, because you're sort of in an environment that is not let's sit down and talk. It's let's do something, and then the talk comes with it.
Yeah, because the kind of talk that you used to have at school, you know, with your mates, right, and just junk talk, right, and then it all starts to come out.
Yeah.
You know? But we're so busy working all the time, you go, say, you know, how you going? Well, you don't look all that. We don't, shut up. We've got stuff to do.
Yeah, right.
So we don't get down to the personal stuff. Yeah, you're right.
And, Marky, on the professional side of things with your band, mate, how's it looking for the rest of 2022 out there doing it?
Oh, it's great. I'm spending another 2 months writing one song called Not Cool. An argument with a guy in another band because he didn't think I was cool enough and was telling me to F off. Creativity's slowly coming back, yeah. And the gigs are everywhere.
Oh, that's good, though. That is good, especially after the terrible 2 years that we've had in the music, especially in the music industry in Australia. It was really knocked around by COVID, hugely, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, and it's like, it's funny how it copped it, but with social events and all the rest of it, people getting together. But you know, I had a ball having a break. I built a studio out the back and did streaming, and you know, it's better set up than Triple M now.
Yeah.
You know, that was a joke.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you one more serious question because we've been mucking around a little bit, but this is it's a really serious issue. What advice would you give to say, let's say a partner who is living with someone with depression? Because quite often the focus is on the person who's struggling with the depression, and the partner can sometimes be left to cope with what's going on.
It's an important question because this is only what I believe, and I'm not a medical practitioner, but like I said, benign support, and that is understanding but not demanding that the individual repairs and that you do not have remedies, right? It's really important not to have remedies. I think you should be, and if you only did, it's how are you? Tell me about it, right? Mm. And that's good. No advice, just love and support. I'll give you an example. Somebody who was famous, is famous. I won't say he or she was, but when I told he or she that I had depression, he or she said, you've got to get over this.
Right.
Now, there's advice you don't need.
Yeah.
Right? You just got to go, really? Do you want to talk about it? Or look, I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
That's all you need is just benign.
Don't try and solve it.
Love. Yeah. Don't try and solve it. There is no solving it. You must support the individual going through it.
Yeah. Mm. Triple M No Talk Day, Monday, 4th of July. And it's a day to encourage listeners to have a conversation about their mental health and seek support. We're not talking so that you can amongst yourself. And our ambassador is Mark Gable from the Choir Boys. Mate, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for being so honest with us today, buddy.
And thank you and Triple M for No Talk Day, but let's talk.
Indeed. Not all beer and Skittles today, mate,
Are you all right, mate? Are you all right?
Show me.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.